India is now halfway through 3 weeks of nationwide elections. The results won't be announced until mid-May. Early exit polls show that the Prime Minister's governing coalition will probably be returned to power, but with a much smaller majority than it had expected. The coalition is led by the Bharatiya Janata Party, or BJP, which means Indian People's Party. It began as a right-wing Hindu nationalist party. It was worrying to India's Islamic minority. But now the BJP is sounding more moderate and hoping to woo some of India's 140 million Muslims. Miranda Kennedy reports from New Delhi.
Welcome, welcome, Advanji, welcome, welcome, welcome.
India's Deputy Prime Minister, Lal Krishna Advani, is known as the hawk of the right-wing BJP. During his grueling 5,000-mile election campaign across the width and breadth of India, Advani again and again raised the emotional issues that brought his party to power 6 years ago. He promises this rally that the BJP will build a Hindu temple in Ayodhya, where Hindu zealots tore down a 16th-century mosque in 1992. The activists who led the destruction were members of the fundamentalist Hindu RSS, of which the 77-year-old Advani is a lifelong member. But speaking recently from his heavily guarded New Delhi residence, Advani played down his extremist image.
I don't stand more for Hindus. A government has to think of the interests not of 82%, but of 10%. My own approach and the BJP's approach would be that you have to think of 100%. But this certainly I have seen, that Muslims no longer regard us as enemies. They have come to realize more and more that all this propaganda of BJP being anti-Muslim was intended for their votes.
But according to the opposition Congress Party, it's the ruling BJP that's hunting for votes, recognizing that it needs Muslim supporters and moderating its policies to court them. Muslims account for 12% of India's population. In recent months, BJP leaders have donned ceremonial Muslim headgear for rallies. They have focused their party's campaign on India's prosperous economy rather than the religious or emotive issues that usually pull in votes in India. Nandan Unnikrishnan, a senior fellow at the independent think tank The Observer Research Foundation, says there's a growing sense of nationalism among Indians.
There is a resurgent self-assertion of Indianism amongst ordinary Indians. We are tired of being treated as lowly browns, and for the first time Indians are beginning to feel proud of the fact that we're Indians. So this is something that the BJP has been very successful in utilizing as a campaign tool.
But the BJP's attempt to unite voters under their so-called Shining India campaign may not be working as well as they hoped it would. Exit polls after the second phase of voting show that the BJP and its coalition risk losing their majority in parliament. With economic growth, Indian politics are moving to the middle of the road, and so is the BJP. But that doesn't mean Muslims actually trust the hardline cadres of the BJP, says columnist Javed Naqvi.
I do not believe that BJP has changed. It remains a party with a cadre. It can move its cadres around, whichever way it suits them. But those cadres have been raised and built up on hatred. And that hatred is not going to go away, because then you lose your cadre.
2 years ago, more than 1,000 Muslims were killed in riots in the western state of Gujarat. No one has yet been convicted for the killings, heightening the belief among many that the BJP-led government in that state had tacitly sanctioned the violence. But the BJP has shown that it can overcome the stigma of Gujarat. With its recent peace initiative with Pakistan and emphasis on development issues, it has now become India's national mainstream. For NPR News, I'm Miranda Kennedy in New Delhi.